Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Crazy guy.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and I am so pleased to have you with me for our final hour. We've got a lot to talk about today. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long and I will be getting into the whole UFO situation and talking about that from a Christian biblical lens. And if you were with me in the first hour, you heard us talk with Gregory Stenstrom and Leah Hoops, and we actually sent a text to Chip Roy, Jim Jordan, and Greg Stenstrom, letting Jim know, hey, we know that your office has been given the criminal complaint by Greg and Leah prepared regarding election fraud. And as the oversight head of the House Oversight Judiciary Committee, we want you to investigate this and take necessary steps against those that have been involved. So the text has been sent, and Greg has a record of it, and Chip Roy has a record of it because it was sent to Greg and Chip and Mr. Jordan. And so we'll see what we do with that. Lisa Paglia Skinner was with me last hour. We talked about the effects of Alzheimer's and got pretty deep into that. All right, let me get right to my guest. I want to welcome to the program my good friend. We're talking about deliverance, and it's interesting. I want to welcome, first of all, Ken Thornburg. Welcome. Good to have you with me, sir.
It's always great to be with you, Greg.
And you look fantastic. Ken literally had an encounter with a demonic entity that tried to take him out by pushing him down a mountain. And the fact that he is sitting there looking as incredible as he looks is an absolute, oh, it's a miracle, man. It's an absolute miracle.
Yeah, it is a miracle. At the very least, I should be paralyzed from the waist down. But a lot of folks have seen and heard from the Lord on this. And this guy was an assassin. It was a territorial spirit, which I don't have many experiences like this in my lifetime, that's for sure. But it certainly fits what we're talking about today. Because, we all have angels that are spending time with us. And Luke 10:19-20, a great scripture to start out our meeting today with, Greg. It says, "Behold, I give you the authority." This is Jesus speaking. And he's speaking to followers of Christ. "I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, or rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Notice the order, the true order that the Lord actually shares here, Greg. Number one, the biggest thing is knowing that we're in Christ, knowing who we are in him, and then knowing the authority that we have. He didn't say here, if you don't sin too much, you'll have some authority over the spirits. Nope. You know, I have some really awesome angels and other spiritual beings on God's side working with me, surrounding me. I can guarantee you 1,000,000,000%. If it matters having over 100, I can guarantee you that much, that those angelic beings were used by God to save my life last Thursday. I can guarantee it. Ain't no question. And every person watching, every person listening must understand they have these beings surrounding them 24/7 also. This isn't a Ken Thornburg or Greg Young phenomenon.
Right.
No, it's a phenomenon with every believer on the planet, every single one. And typically, people don't pay any attention. They don't know the names of the angelic beings that are surrounding them or whatever, where they could actually find out if they wanted. They don't really understand that God has created these beings to serve us, to protect us, and to glorify Him. I mean, the whole purpose is to glorify Jesus.
Yep.
And yeah, my prayer is that already today in the show, I've given Him the glory for the way that He, the Most High God, the Lord Jesus, saved my life. You have done it thousands of times in bringing glory to Him for how He has saved your life.
Amen.
Brought you back from death.
Amen.
I never even thought the way I was hurting, I never even thought I'd be able to crawl back up the hill to the trail that I was on a walk home.
Wow. This is, I got to interrupt. This is crazy. I've seen this conversation already. What you just said to me,
really?
I must have dreamt that. I mean, it's been a while, but I must have dreamt this, because the exact, I mean, literally word for word, it was like, oh my gosh, what you're saying, I've heard, I mean, I saw you say this.
Wow.
But that, wow. But that makes perfect sense. I mean, it you know, it's not weird. It's not like a deja vu. It's God's hand on what we're doing. It's His provision in His hand. You know, Luke 4:10 says, for it is written, He will command His angels concerning you to guard you.
There you go.
Psalm 91:11-12, for He will give His angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands that you do not strike your foot against a stone. Boy, isn't that just right on, right?
That's exactly right.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, obviously this territorial spirit was assigned to kill me, but God. And one of the things I want to mention to our listeners right now, I want to repeat it later, maybe even twice, because if people have a pen and paper, it would be really, really good if they would write this down. It's a prayer that is able to use the angelic beings to protect and help them and make life a lot easier where they live and where they work. But actually, I've got more than one thing that they could write down. But one of them is where we just simply ask the angels of God to take all human and territorial spirits surrounding us to God's throne for His judgment.
Pray that right now. Pray that right now for everyone. Just
for everyone that is here. And I hope they will write this down and use it regularly. Heavenly Father, I ask that You will take every single human and territorial spirit surrounding our viewers and listeners in their homes, and their jobs, their businesses, their offices, and take those beings straight to the throne of Almighty God for His righteous judgment right now. So to take all human and territorial spirits surrounding you, viewer and listener, and your home straight to the throne of Almighty God for his righteous judgment.
Yes.
And if you're in an office and you've got some people that are just a real pain, they're just negative, they're just criticizing you for no good reason, just whatever, you can ask the angels of God to paralyze the demons in their bodies every day. Every day you ask this, you may have to do it a couple of times a day, but just say, angels of God, would you please paralyze the demons and so-and-so? Well, that took all of 2 seconds or 1 second to say.
Right.
And boy, does it work.
Yep.
Suddenly, these people start treating you differently and you have to pinch yourself and you're like, oh my gosh, that prayer actually works.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, again, you're using the angelic beings that are surrounding you. They're the ones that are literally going to do it. And what they do is they take some of that famous duct tape and put it over the mouths. That's, you can easily do that. Hey, angels surrounding me, would you please tape up the mouths of the demons and so-and-so so that they can't speak?
And then, you know, if you want to witness, ask the angels to remove the blinders from their eyes and the covering that is over their spiritual heart.
That's right.
So that they can receive it. And he will, you know, Matthew 18:10 says this: see that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who's in heaven. Please understand, I don't care if you're 2 or if you're 82. To God, you're still one of his little ones. You're a child of God, okay?
Oh, really,
and so really. Don't think that, oh, well, yeah, I get it. You know, the angels were hanging out when I was, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and I, you know, couldn't really handle anything myself. But now I'm supposed to. No, the word doesn't say handle your business. The word says to cast your cares upon him because he cares for you. The word says that we're supposed to be doing his will, not our will. Philippians 2:13, the answer to the question of, oh, you know, I'm striving and working so hard to get saved. And Philippians 2:13 says this: for it is God who's working in you to will and to do for his good pleasure.
That's right.
So, exactly. So wrestling for my salvation ends in the very next verse. Because God's already gotten your salvation. He's already captured the victory for you. He's already set you free. And now that's just the beginning. The freedom is the beginning.
So many people have the belief that if they have a certain addiction, or it could be the spider solitaire, like me. Okay. it could be something big. It could be something small.
Right.
But they're believing the enemy who tells them then, you're disqualified. You can't operate in authority. You don't have the authority because you're a worm. You're a sinner saved by grace. No, you're not. According to the Bible in Romans, you're the righteousness of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Righteousness of Christ versus worm. I'm sorry, but those two are incompatible.
Amen.
We have to get past that mindset. Number one, the number one thing of overcoming the enemy is a commitment to the truth. number one, of who we are, and number two, what society and what the present day reality is. You have to know and really truly believe that the Lord Jesus Christ saved you, and he's not leaving you, because there's no doorknob on the inside to open and take off. Yeah. Only on the outside to come in. It's a one-way door. And when he's in, he's in, and he's ministering to your spirit, man, and your soul, and your heart, and your emotions. And one of the things he wants to do is to tell you those things that we've been reading. I gave you the authority to. Number one, Lord says, rejoice, your names are in the book.
Yep.
He didn't say, rejoice because your names are in the book after you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, and after you reach the certain level of being good enough,
yep,
which is the number one curse from all Satandom,
yep,
demondom, I call it. That's the number one curse. The enough. The enough isn't in the Word of God.
So no, because the transformation is what he does. This is where the confusion is. He loves everyone. And he never stops loving.
That's right.
Okay. You know, there's a clip going around, and I think it's a beautiful clip where Billy Graham describes what Jesus says about what hell was made for. Hell was made for the demonic. It wasn't made for us. However, we choose to go there when we choose not to accept God's plan for salvation.
Right.
If he was not a loving God, then he wouldn't let the wheat and the tares grow together. He wouldn't provide. He wouldn't let the rain fall on the just and the unjust. He wouldn't let good things happen to what would be considered to be bad or unjust or evil or unrighteous people. Any good that happens to anyone is an example of the love and mercy of God.
Absolutely. Yeah. The rain falls on what? The just and the unjust.
Yep.
Now, Greg, there's one other thing. You want to talk about how to fight the demonic. There's one other thing I want to mention. By the way, we have a visitor in our home today that we're going to be praying for later from California. Just came up yesterday afternoon. He mentioned, my brother who got the prayer before me sent me some of your prayers, and I practiced some of those, and boy, do they work. I mean, we haven't even given him the prayers yet, and he was already practicing. Well, one of the things he did was create a canopy around his property.
Mm.
And if we have anybody watching or listening who has not done this, you can do it around your home or the property, your entire property of your home or your cabin or your condo or your office, or even if you're a pastor, around your church and your church property.
Amen.
Canopy. It's like a big bubble. Mm-hmm. It isn't just above the ground, because the enemy can go underground as easily as it can just fly around what we see up in the sky, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not bound by dirt. So it's like a big bubble. And all you have to do is say the following. I establish a canopy around my property.
Mm.
That's it. The enemy cannot get in to that canopy. They can't get by it. Now, if you're demonized, you've got some critters inside of you that are already there. But it keeps all of this territorial stuff outside of your home.
Right.
I cleanse mine daily. And all you have to do, maybe even once a week is enough for you. All you have to do is say, I just cleanse this canopy today with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's it.
That's it. I mean, you can do it that quickly and easily. It's not a big job. Write this down, folks.
So, Ken, really quickly, we're almost out of time. But what I'd like you to do really quickly is pray for the people that are watching to establish that canopy around their property right now. Just go ahead and do that prayer.
I just like everybody who wants one to say, I agree with what Ken's going to pray.
I agree with what Ken's going to say.
There you go. Hey, Father God, I establish right now a canopy around the home and property of every single person who's watching this program today or listening to this program today on the radio.
Yes.
That canopy would be established and in place, completely protected with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We establish that right now.
Yes.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to add a bunch of stuff and, you know, try to make it hard. Folks, you don't have to make it hard. And it's, once a week, just figure every Monday morning when I wake up or Sunday or whatever, drive into church, whatever. Hey, I just cleanse a canopy around my home with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's absolutely it.
It works.
Hey, outstanding stuff. If you were listening, if you missed any parts of this, go back, listen to it. We took care of territorial spirits around your house, and we put a canopy around your house today. And we gave you instruction of how to ask the angels to work on your behalf and gave you the scripture that goes with it. I hope that you listened to the whole segment, but if you missed any of it, it's going to be up in about 40 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to it again and pray it and apply it. Absolutely. Please do. All right. We're going to take our jump. Freedomencounters.com, folks. Victory over spiritual conflict. I encourage you to go to freedomencounters.com. It's $85 and you get a book that goes with it. And then reach back out to us and we will set you up with an appointment then to go through the prayer that follows you being instructed through victory over spiritual conflict. And if you'd like to invite Ken and Sylvia to come and do a seminar at your church or in your town, in your area, reach out to us and let us know. They would love to be able to come and be involved in helping your community to become free from demonization, free from demonic oppression, and to fully walk into the calling and purpose that God has for your life. It's that time. Ken, thanks for being here. I appreciate it, brother.
You bet.
All right.
See you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. I'll get Matt Wong on, and we're going to have this conversation about UFOs. Can you believe it? We're going to talk about UFOs. Okay. All right, here we go. Coming up right after this free break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country.
by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural ortho-silic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually...
All right, that's good. We appreciate it. How are we on your end? Are you in?
I am. Let me see. Let me click that button right there. We're rocking and rolling. Hey, folks, welcome back to Show Generation Radio with my dear friend from the Matt Long Show on the Hill Country Patriot Radio. My dear friend Matt Long, and I've been telling folks all morning we're going to talk about UFOs.
About UFOs, and aliens, or the new one, the unidentified aerial phenomenon. I guess why did they even change the name? Was UFO like, was that the registered trademark? You have any idea?
I think your wife Gail has a pretty good point. You know, I think all of this is distraction, and I think it's also programming. Honestly, I really believe this is programming. Look, if we don't think that the enemy is unaware of rapture or unaware of the pending end that is coming for him, we haven't been reading our Bible. I mean folks, the devil knows the gig is up. He's just about run his course. He's just about done, and he knows it. And we're watching people that are both oppressed and probably possessed that are running these programs for Satan in order to prepare us. They need to prepare us. Look, if there's going to be a rapture, they got to get out ahead of this so they can get people to believe that it's not a rapture, but aliens snatched people from the earth.
Okay, so let's boil this down. So you're saying you don't believe in extraterrestrial life and that these things we're seeing are not from other planets? Is that where you're standing, taking your stand?
Okay, so I don't... let's quantify extraterrestrial life. Do I believe that there are other beings like us that God created? No. Do I believe... Okay. Do I believe that there are fallen angels that God created? Well, if I believe the word of God to be the sovereign word of God, then I absolutely have to believe that. Do I believe that every single one of those demonic entities is right here on the face of this earth, period? No. I don't.
Okay.
Do I believe that they could be spread out? Yes. Do I believe that demonic entities have both a physical and a spiritual being or form?
That's an important question to say. I'm going to restate that. Do these, what you're asking, the question you're about to answer is, do you believe that there is, that these evil entities can have a physical body? That is what you're getting at, as opposed to just some kind of spiritual being. So answer that one.
Absolutely. Without question.
Okay.
I have personally seen dark entities. My wife and I were in San Francisco years ago, and the Lord had us there on an assignment, really, to learn about walking in obedience. And it was she and I, my two eldest children, and Colin was a baby, was an infant at the time. And we spent a weekend in San Francisco in what we really referred to as a spiritual boot camp. And when we would get to a corner, we would pray as a family to hear from the Lord. Do we cross the street? Do we turn? What do we do? We watched possessed homeless people run from us. In some instances, run blocks. I mean, they took off running. And the very first night that we had been there, we actually went to a restaurant there. As we came out of the restaurant, there was a possessed person across the street, and it was, they turned and they saw us walk out of the restaurant and they screamed and then they ran.
Wow.
And so that night, As we put the kids down, we were lying in bed. My wife and I were in our room at the St. Francis Hotel there, near Ghirardelli Square, and a being. We were on probably about the sixth floor. I believe, if I remember correctly, we're pretty high up. Decently high up, and a very large shadowy being leaned into the room. And I immediately, we looked and we were like, whoa. And so I just began to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, get out in the name of Jesus Christ. And then it leaned back out, and then we began to pray, and I'm like, Lord, what was that? And I heard the Lord say to me, that was the territorial spirit over the city of San Francisco. And he came. Wow. To see how much luggage did you have, and could he guess as to how long you were going to be in the city because you were disrupting what they were doing? And it wasn't us. Please understand, this is not about glorifying pastor. This is about glorifying God. This is about understanding the power and the authority that we walk in as followers of Christ. This is what God's word says. He says, I have given you charge. I have given you authority to tread over the heads of demons and to crush them. I've given you that authority. So we shouldn't be shocked by it, but I'm telling you this to validate what I just said. Do I believe that these entities have a physical presence? Absolutely, I've seen it.
Wow. Yeah, that's, I have not, whether I say privilege or unfortunately, I have never witnessed anything like that on that scale. I'm looking at a Pew Research Center. We're all familiar with Pew, and they came along and did they took religious people who claimed to be religious, and they even narrowed it down, like how often do you go to church, how often do you pray, things like that. And it showed that overall in the United States, that about 2/3 of American believes that there is some kind of intelligent life beyond Earth. When you get to evangelicals, that number drops. It's interesting that it drops for white evangelicals, but not over, or but for white non-evangelicals, that number stays the same. But the evangelicals, that number drops quite a bit. And it seems that also the more church, the more religion, the more important a person believes religion is, the more they pray and the more that they attend church, the less likely they are to believe in intelligent life existing on other planets. Yesterday I kind of made a joke about this, but I think we run into a philosophical conundrum, if you will. You know, there's the classic question, can God build a rock bigger than he can move? Well, you can't answer yes to that because that would limit his power, and you can't answer no to that because that would limit God's power. So the joke I said is, if we begin to limit God, and I said, you know, maybe he's got a whole nother channel over here where he's set up a whole nother experiment, and he's looking over here at Earth and going, yeah, these guys, this is a lost cause. Let's see if we can't try this again somewhere else. And I kind of said it as a joke, but there is a point to that, that if we, when do you ever say God's not, can't doing that, not going to do that, or didn't do that?
Because you say that God is going to do what his word says that he will do. That's okay. Why. God's not going to act outside of the character that he's already presented of himself in his word. And that you can't twist into it the idea that he created these other beings. One of the things that you know, I was actually reading, and the article that you sent me talks a little bit about this when it talks mm-hmm. about, you know, original sin and the impact right. of sin on all of creation. And if you interpret that and lay that over and look at what's happening even in our galaxy, what do we see happening? How do meteors become into existence? Well, they're planets that have disintegrated. Mm-hmm. They're celestial entities that have basically experienced the impact of sin,
mm-hmm.
man's sin,
ah.
Adam's okay. sin. The sin of Adam has reverberated throughout all galaxies, all universes. I had a friend that did some studies, I'm sure you can find these, but that show what was necessary relative to the balance, how these planets orbit. And the necessity of every single one of these, the slow progression of the expanse of the universe, all of this is necessary to lead back to the creation of an environment wherein we can live. Every bit of
okay.
it. Every single bit of it. And without any of it, without it down to the very degrees at which it expands, Earth would be crushed, our universe would be destroyed.
Hmm. I appreciate, by the way, the folks, the article that kind of got this started, and I've been hearing it from other places as well, but the Washington Stand... .com, the WashingtonStand.com, and their motto is Ephesians 6:13. So that kind of tells you what kind of, and having done all, stand firm, that kind of tells you what kind of website that is. The Washington Stand has this article, and it mentions it has five different biblical arguments that I think are very, very good. And Pastor Greg just mentioned the first one, and that being that God cursed the whole world, all of creation, for Adam's sin. And then I guess it says, so are the beings on the other planets now paying for Adam's sin on this planet? And that seems to start getting silly, doesn't it, Pastor Greg?
Well, it does. And let me just add to that this. I know you were talking about, you know, can God make a rock that's bigger than he can lift and all this kind of stuff. Here's the issue. And this becomes the problem that secular philosophical minds run into. And that is that they take and create a God existing within the box, and you and I, Matt, have talked about this before, that they create, and then they introduce a question to the imaginary God that they have created, and what you have to ask yourself is this: does the God that they've created in any way resemble the character of the God? See, when you talk about, can God create a rock that's bigger than he can lift? Well, now you're talking about Greek mythology. You're introducing a Greek mythological concept to the biblical God.
Okay.
Because that's the kind of an equation that would be presented in a Greek mythology. You know, how powerful was Zeus? Would Zeus create something that would challenge him to the point that he couldn't manage it, or that it could crush him, or that it could destroy him? Those kinds of questions, okay? And remember that Greek mythology is all about vengeful gods. You know, this one hates this one, and this one hates this one, and so you know, if these people are favored by this god, then this god over here hates those people because it's all of this, you know, sacrifice in order to appease an angry god that can never be satisfied. We serve a God that loves.
Yes, we do.
We serve a God that loves even those that sin against him. I'm sorry, I know we got to run, but it's powerful to know. Also, one last thing, if I might, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, look it up, because it talks about Satan presenting himself as an angel of light, and couldn't even those demons do the same thing in order to deceive us? And I'm out.
There we go. So that's a good wrap up from Pastor Greg. And Pastor Greg, I love our visits on Tuesday, and it's just fun to go off where no man has gone before. So we really appreciate that. And we will we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Okay. God bless you, Matt. God bless you, Hill Country. Love all of you. Take care. All right. We are checking out. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Actually, a little bit longer break, because I'm going to give you some instructions as to how you can help your health. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgr, wellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here, and we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. the Ultra Shot, and the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. There we go. And let me clear Mr. Long out. All right, cool. Well, hey, thank you again so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Listen, your health is important. Your spiritual health and your physical health are so critically important. You're helping our ministry when you go and you sign up at CGRwellness.com or at CGR for Life, and I'll get more into that in the coming month. But CGRwellness.com, and believe me, I'm really confident. I can tell you, I can just testify to you what it's done for me, and I believe that it'll help you. I'm getting, you know, I just heard actually from Reverend Clenard was just telling me that he and his wife have started on the product and they are thoroughly enjoying it and receiving benefits from it. So, folks, stay on it. Really, stay on it. The Vibe, the Resvante, the Ultra Shot, the Flex, those are four things that I take. The fish oil, I know what was said earlier in the program, but actually, if you go to the website, go to CGRwellness.com, follow the instructions there and get signed up for an account. And then investigate the fish oil, the omega-3 fish oil that they have. They've done the studies, clinical studies. They've looked at what it does. Resvante, they've looked at what it does and how it helps to make changes in your body. They have the clinical studies to support it. And I can just tell you what it's done for me. So I really encourage you to take a good hard look at your own personal health and at the blessings and benefits of using the products at CGRwellness.com. I truly believe that it will be a benefit and make a difference in your life. I'm out of time. I've got a great program lined up for you again tomorrow, as we do here on Chosen Generation Radio, and look forward to having you back with us on air and on the show tomorrow. So be here. And coming up, Texas Fully Loaded is coming up. Let me see. I was trying to find the. Is it this one? Yeah, there we go. So tomorrow, David Shostokas, Melanie Collette, Claire Lopez with Rick Manning, Tieran Rose Mandelberg, and Vivian Cottingham, the JFK assassination. That should be fascinating. I'll have all that for you coming up tomorrow on Chosen Generation Radio right here on TECNTV.com and all across our network. Great to be with you. I'll be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.